And you're welcome back, and we've a real treat for you now because we are joined in studio all the way from County Wicklow by the Maguire Band. Is that the term? I've seen the Maguire family, the Maguire's band. I've seen a few different...
The Maguire Band, but everyone just calls us the Maguire, so
it's just a natural transition to that now, is it?
We launched a CD in December and we just said, look, let's just change it now and we're doing the CD and leave it at the Maguire's.
And it's really been very successful for you, hasn't it? Did you anticipate that it would get to the scale that it has, TV appearances and such high recommendation reviews and what have you?
Well, you never know. I suppose we just keep doing what we do and playing music and enjoying it, and it started gathering momentum very early on and kind of just built slowly and steadily and all that. So the TV was a big thing. Ray Darcy show last year, but around this time last year was May, and that really did move us on to another level and got us everywhere we go. People say, "Oh, we saw you on television," you know. So
and the way things happen now, it's not the people that necessarily saw you live. It's the video goes up on Facebook and then it's shared around, and the amount of people that end up seeing it far exceeds the live audience, doesn't it?
Yeah, we did the weekend before last, we were down in Kinsale at the Cork Flat and we had a gig there. I think it was about 8 people come up after and said, "Oh no, we've been following you on Facebook. It's not an accident that we're here," you know.
Brilliant.
Which is, that's just started happening.
And that's only the ones that...
This
is Dad Philip that we're speaking to. We also have Emma, Eva and Sean. How are you guys enjoying this whole ride?
We love it. We didn't expect, like, we're going to America in July and doing
what an experience, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. And Sean, what do your friends think of this lifestyle you're leading there?
My friends think that it's great.
Yeah, I'd say they do, especially with the trips to America and what have you planned. Philip, it must be a lovely thing to be doing with your family.
It's no accident, because many, many years ago when I was a young man in my 20s, I did a lot of set dancing.
Right.
And always as part of the set dancing weekends, there were sessions before the Cayley, and I always saw families playing together and said, what a lovely way to spend time with your kids, you know. So I said, if I ever have kids, I'll try and brainwash them. Here you go, this is the result. So they don't even realise they've been brainwashed.
So how did it all start? Well, that's the best type of brainwashing, is it? So how did it all start then, sort of saying,
my dad always played music and I played the whistle, and he gave me a few tunes in the whistle, and on Friday before we left to come up here, I got a book in the post from a distant cousin of mine in America who had done a family tree for my dad's father, my granddad, and that generation of all the family. And there was a piece of it that I didn't know, that my granddad played the fiddle, but all his brothers played as well, and they used to walk 6 miles into Monaghan town, they lived out in the country, and play at a Cayley that night, and then played the fiddle all the way home. And the neighbours used to say at 6 o'clock in the morning they'd hear them playing the fiddle walking out the street.
Wow.
Out the road, you know. So that was lovely to hear. So obviously it's back in the family there that I really wasn't aware of, and I have a cousin in Monaghan as well, all his family plays. So
Emma, do you find that this is the type of music you like, but I mean, do you also have your own type of music that you like?
Well, trad is my favourite type of music, but I play classical violin and piano as well, and I like playing pop music and stuff too, so I like everything.
That's good, that's the right. And I suppose too, you probably find yourself playing modern stuff in a sort of a different type of style and adapting it that way.
Definitely. I love taking like pop songs or anything and then putting trad into them and stuff too. So
super. So when Philip, did it become apparent that you had a talented group of musicians and that this was actually going to be a family thing and it would be a family band and you'd be out performing?
Well, we were playing together. Like, Emma's playing since she was 4 and Eve and Sean started when they were 6, so we've always kind of played at home. And then I think it was March in 2014 was our first actual stage performance as a group, and it was a new level. We had done a few little bits before that, but this was in the Mermaid Theatre in Brain. There was 200 people there. It was our first big gig, and it went down really well, and we got a video of it and put it up on Facebook, and it just started from there, you know. And then we started getting people asking us to do more gigs, so the repertoire expanded, and before we knew it we were doing 2-hour gigs. Just kind of evolved, you know. It didn't.
All the best things do happen like that.
Organic,
they have a way of happening.
Completely
don't
organic.
They?
It was never planned. I always hoped that someday I'd be able to play music with the kids, but I never dreamed or never even considered playing in a band.
You know? And are these instruments that you have, guys? Are these all your specialist instruments? Presumably, you can mix and match too, can you? Well, does anyone get their hands on your baron, Sean? No.
Never.
Very good. Yeah. Well, sure, listen, you're going to perform a couple for us, of course. Yeah. Maybe we should hear something now. And what are you going to play for us now?
We'll start off with a couple few reels, and we picked this set because the last one's a Donegal tune, it's The Boys of Man. So the first one is The Moving Cloud. These are three very old session tunes, and the second one is The Maid's Castle Bar, which is good old Cayley Band tune, and still played at sessions. And the last one is The Boys of Man.
Okay, take it away. Stuff. What's the process with sort of getting that to the finished article where you want it to be at?
Well, it used to be a lot harder. Now it's just Emma comes into the room with the tune and says, "Everybody learn this," and 3 minutes later we're playing it.
Is Emma a bit bossy? Is she? There's a theme developing here. Emma says goes here.
More of a leader than a boss.
Okay,
because she's all the time listening to new music and finding the nice tunes, and particularly fiddle. A lot of the tunes we play are fiddle tunes. Emma finds them from great fiddle players, and Spotify is wonderful. She'd come in.
Yeah.
She was on a school skiing trip in February or sometime, was it? And her friends were wondering why she was staring out the window on the bus for an hour. She learned six tunes in an hour on Spotify.
Just got an ear for it, naturally.
And then come home and just picked up the fiddle and played the six tunes. So.
And then when it came to compiling an album, what was the process there with song selection and order and all that kind of stuff? This is Emma again. Thanks for all coming along with Emma today.
Emma supported Emma McGuire and her band.
Yeah.
But I suppose the album started in about 3 years ago. We started writing material for it, and it's just not with the intention of doing an album, and just we started writing our own tunes and built up a little collection. And last year, then I suppose after the Ray Darcy show, we decided, you know what, we should do the album now because everybody's asked us to have you record.
Well, that's it. Yeah, a lot of it's going to be by public demand, literally,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's what it was. Yeah, and so many doors have opened since we had an album because there's so many things you can't do. The first thing they ask you, have you any studio recordings? And if you haven't done an album, the door slows. Like we wouldn't have got the tour in America without an album, and we got support from Culture Ireland. The first question is, have you recorded? If you haven't recorded, don't even apply, you know.
Yeah.
So it just opens doors.
And a song was picked up off the album too for a promotional campaign, wasn't
Ireland,
it?
Yeah.
That's
that
a nice thing.
Shortly, about 2 weeks after we launched it at Temple Bar Chadfest, I got an email to say Tourism Ireland were doing a promotional video on the Chadfest, and they wanted to use one of the album tracks as a soundtrack, so got great coverage out of that. And it's nice, you know, it's nice to be recognised, it's nice to know that you're moving in the right direction. Mm. People who are doing this for a living are looking at you and saying, yeah, that's good, we'll use that.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break, but we have more conversation and more live music from the Guires in a couple of moments.
If you're looking for a great night out, they don't come any bigger or better than this. Highland Radio's big music and comedy night is in the Mount Errigal Hotel on Monday, the 12th of June, with Jimmy Buckley and his band.
So when you see your mother, tell her that you love
Patrick
her.
Feeney, Trudy Lawler,
friends are bad.
Dickie
the
Rock. The hilarious Conall Gallen.
She wants to go abroad, but he doesn't. And you know yourself, lads, all you have to do is mention it, and she has it already.
And introducing young rising star Owen Mack with your compere P.O. McCann. It's Highland Radio's big music and comedy night in the Mount Errigal Hotel, Monday the 12th of June. Tickets on sale now.
The ring Mom gave me.
The laptop. We'd be lost without it.
My favourite boots. Is that wrong?
The things that are precious to you are really precious to you. That's why at Liberty Insurance, we want to make sure that you get the best value cover for your most treasured belongings. Last year, half of our home insurance customers only paid €27 per month, and you could too. Just visit libertyinsurance.ie today to get a quote with our new online quote system. Liberty Insurance. That's insurance the way it should be. Applies to billing and contents cover. Excludes optional covers and fee to pay monthly. Minimum premium of €225. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. Liberty Insurance DAC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Mulroy Woods Hotel Milford, capturing the essence of romantic elegance, where traditional Donegal charm meets modern luxury, offering all-inclusive wedding packages at exceptional value, coupled with a warm and welcoming ambience and professional wedding team. Mulroy Woods is the ideal destination to celebrate your special day with family and friends. Visit mulroywoodshotel.com, voted Wedding Hotel of the Year Ulster Region at the Irish Hotel Awards 2017. Mulroy Woods Hotel Milford, your vision, your wedding.
Okay, we've Philip, Emma, Aoife, Sean, they are the Maguires, and the Mummager, I presume, would you have that sort of... the Mummager is kind of in the background here as well. The American tour, how long does that last? Obviously, it has to tie in with school and all that kind of stuff, but it's so exciting for you, I'm sure.
The day after Aoife finishes her junior shirt, we get on the plane and we go, and we're doing six dates, I think. The first 8 days, we've 8 gigs on the East Coast, New York, Boston, Connecticut, Philadelphia. And then we go over to do the Montana Folk Festival in the Northwest. And that's the reason we're going. Montana Folk Festival approached us last year to see what we do the show, but it was too close and we couldn't get visas and all that. So but they came back in time this year and said, look,
it's great to get that call because you never know. A year's a long time and show business, they say.
It just happened, Montana were paying for us to fly over, and we said, look, we're going to the East Coast. We have to fly through somewhere, so we may as well stop off in the East Coast and pick up a few gigs there. And that's kind of evolved from there. And then halfway through organising that, Milwaukee Irish Fest came to us and they booked us, and that's the biggest gig you can get. It's like,
wow.
Milwaukee Irish Fest is like three times the size of Electric Picnic, you know. It's just huge, and it's all Irish music. It's about 130,000 people over a weekend, and 17 stages, about 200 different acts over the weekend.
So, Eve, are you more excited about getting your Leaving Cert out the way or going on a tour to America, I wonder?
Probably getting both.
Are you doing transition year?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, very good. I'll give you a bit of leeway as well. You'll do one more? You'll do another couple for us, but
sure.
Can maybe do one more now?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
We'll do a little tune. This is one that Aoife wrote. On the album, we've 11 tracks on the album, and 6 of them are our own, so this is one that Aoife... Little tune called McCallie, little jig. So Sean was just chewing up his bar on here.
That's all right.
Can't understand it was chewing on his part.
He's a perfectionist, Philip, you know, yeah. Okay, take it away. Excellent stuff. How long did that take you to write?
Oh, I wrote it in a few hours.
With
Sean's help. Yeah. With
Right. Well, there's a big row going on at the moment among the Boontown Rats about who wrote I Don't Like Mondays. So
yeah, yeah.
You need to decide now who has writing credit on that.
What happened? We were over in Connemara, and myself and Emma thought we were great downstairs, and were told that Aoife was only 13, I think, at the time, and said, you two little ones amuse yourself, and the adults here will write some music. And Aoife appeared back downstairs over there and said, I've written a tune. And she wrote, played it, and that was it, as it is, as it's played there now. So we kind of got back in our box and said, crumpled up the paper.
Well, from now on, we're going to have to review our writing process. So what's the plan, Philip? You know, I mean, it's hugely successful. As you say, you know, the real catalyst probably the telly appearance, but it's growing and you're touring, and where does it go?
There's only one objective. There's no great plan. There's only one objective, and that's just to try and keep them interested in playing music and enjoying it. And as long as we're enjoying it, it doesn't really matter where we are or who we're playing for, or where it takes us. We don't know what happens in America. Milwaukee is kind of the feeder festival for all the other major festivals, and all the booking, the talent bookers from all the festivals in America go to Milwaukee and they look at them. And Martin Nolan from MPI Bands, who got us the Milwaukee gig, he has been over there already, touting us and touting for business and putting our name out there. So, and he says everybody will be at the show, and he's telling them all to go and see us when we're there. So who knows what happens, you know.
Yeah, it's good
fun. So we're just trying to keep it fun and interesting.
And it's nice that you can do it together.
Yeah, it's lovely. We've never... I suppose that the next logical stage would be to take in a singer at some stage.
Well, that was going to be my next question,
guest vocalist, but We haven't written any songs yet, so we'll probably wait for a while and go off and write a few songs.
You know what's going to end up happening is someone's going to approach you and say, I've written five songs to five of your tracks on the album, and that's how these things often work, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be. Who knows what's around.
No singers here, no?
No.
Nothing?
Definitely not.
Really? That's quite astonishing, isn't it? But I suppose there's plenty of talent you can get a singer in.
Yeah, well, what I'd like to do is get guest vocalists in. But I don't think, because of the family thing at the moment and they're so young, I would like to take somebody else on the road tour with this, maybe for a short tour or something like that, but I wouldn't like to have a...
But that's the future, isn't it? And that's how it can evolve.
Collaborations. We'll see what happens,
Keep
playing a few jigs and reels and...
And you're busy every other weekend, presumably at home as well. Between
we've kind of kept the diary free for around. This is our last weekend travelling out. Leafa gets her exams on, so we'll have a few local gigs around Wicklow, but nothing serious. But we've been busy. Like last weekend, we were in Clare, and the weekend before Kinsale, and so the summer is a busy season.
Isn't it brilliant as a mum and dad too that you can show so much of your country and the world to your children and through the medium of music? It goes to show, doesn't it?
This is our first time playing in Donegal as a band. The kids have played at sessions and stuff up here, but it's the first time performing as a band, and this is the 19th county we've played in Ireland, so we're ticking them off. We want to go all 32 somewhere along the way. If the rest of the counties came and said, can you do gigs for us? I don't know where it fit them in at the moment. Mm.
That's a good complaint, isn't it?
It's a good complaint, but every so often it goes a little bit quiet, and I'll pick a county and I'll send a few emails and get a few gigs and go off and do it. So I'd like to do all 32 counties.
Very good. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in. The best of luck going forward. The best of luck in your exams too. Emma, have you leaving cert done, have you?
No, is that next year? Fifth year.
Okay.
One more year.
All right, so that's next year, and then you'll be in the junior cert cycle. It's never ending, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. Very
good. Okay, that's the Maguire band, the Maguires from County Wicklow. We're so happy that you have come up. We wish you the best. It's a brilliant thing. I'm dead jealous that you're all heading off to America. And, I'll just sit here and feel sorry for myself. So you're going to play us out with...
Yeah, we'll do... This is our kind of our go-to set. The first one we always open gigs was... it's called Go Ahead Back. The tunes are Fairy Logara's...
Hunter's House
and
Okay, so Philip, Emma, Aoife and Sean, thank you so much for coming up. Thank you so much for being on the programme. And that's all we have time for on the show. We'll play out with the Maguires, and we'll chat to you again next Saturday from 10. Take it away.